Welcome to the podcast of Troy Brewer, a guitar playing, globe trotting, book writing, Bible thumping, star watching, radio TV hosting, church leading, Alamo saluting Texan, and drop dead sold out Jesus freak.
Troy, thank you so much for joining with us today. God bless you, my friend. It's good to have you.
God bless you. Thank you, my friend. And I want to just tell you, I'm just so grateful for the work that you're doing and saving these boys and saving these girls and the work that you're doing in Moldova, the work that you're doing in Ukraine. We're very familiar with all of that as well. And you and I are of the same tribe, my brother. And I commend you for that. Thank you, sir.
When I read some of the information about you, I said to my son Andrew, I says, this is us right here. This is one of us right here. Because the church thinks that if, especially coming out of the pandemic, the church is thinking, oh, we've got to get back to where we were. We've got to, you know, regain our losses or whatever that is. And the fact of the matter is, kingdom thinking doesn't think that way. Kingdom thinking says, let's open the lines of flow out the way, because that's the only way we can guarantee the inward flow from the kingdom of God and from heaven. And I honor you today for your concern. Tell us, before we get into what we're talking about, tell us the mission work that you're doing. And if anyone's watching today to support you, I'd be thrilled.
Well, I hope that everybody supports you, brother. I really do. And I'm just so grateful. And we're actually sharing all of your stuff on all of our media as well today. Happy to partner with you. I've been the senior pastor of Open Door Church for 26 years. So I've been in full-time ministry for 36 years. And we have food banks all over the world. We have a food bank here. We have about 17 orphanages throughout the world. And we have six schools that have 600 kids apiece in it. We rescue close to 3,000 boys and girls a year out of sexual trafficking. And we do that we've done a work in 56 nations throughout the world.
Yeah.
Most of the work that we're doing now is in Uganda. It's in Nepal. It's in India. It's in Mexico. It's on the Texas-Mexican border. We do a lot in Central America, and we do some in Southeast Asia as well. And we rescued over 2,700 boys and girls last year from January to December.
Amazing.
We dig several hundred water wells a year. So I'm not trying to tell you about me. I'm just telling you about the tribe, the group of people that we're with, and that we do everything that we do at Open Door Church to be able to do those things. And we are redemption fanatics, and we want to see people redeemed in every way that they possibly can be.
What an amazing line. We are redemption fanatics. I too am a redemption. Our family, every man in our family for over 200 years was an alcoholic, and Jesus saved us. Two young boys came from Bible school and had a 6-week series of meetings. You call them revivals in America. We use the word revival for what God does, not what man does. But they were there for 6 weeks, had 96 converts. In a little fishing town in the northeast corner of Scotland, 67 of the 96 were Camerons. And God saved us from alcohol and gave us this burning desire, because if He can do it for us, He can do it for everybody. And I know we have a mutual friend, Mondo, and you are taking Mondo down to the border. Could you give us, so I know you have personal experience as to what's taking place at our southern border. Is the trafficking issue there as bad as I'm hearing?
It's worse than what you're hearing. It's just like what you're talking about the Ukraine. It's way worse than what people realize and what people are being told. And the Texas-Mexican border is much worse than what is being reported through the news. We have lots and lots of rescue homes all the way from Matamoros, all the way up to Eagle Pass, Acuna, Mexico, those kinds of places, right on the border. We've been there for decades. And brother, I've never seen anything like it. We've been involved in saving kids out of sexual trafficking for literally 30 years. And I've never seen what we are seeing at the level of demonic pornographic activity with these children than what's happening on our southern borders. I've never seen anything like it. And again, I've seen a lot. We've actually rescued boys and girls in 56 nations throughout the world, and I've been involved in all 56 nations, and I've never seen anything as drastic and as bad as what is happening on the American border right now.
So what I'm hearing in the news all the time about unaccompanied minors, there's 186 unaccompanied minors just came over last night. I mean, these kids are being controlled by the cartels. This isn't just kids wandering across willy-nilly across a frontier. They are literally being packaged, aren't they, for use and for sale into America. And that will destroy America.
What they're doing is the cartel is literally going to southern Mexico and then south of Mexico, telling families, hey, we'll pay you X amount of money and we'll actually get your kids across the border and then you guys can follow later. They're going to get set up. But then what they do is, of course, they sell these children. And so they come by the tens of thousands. And then there's three different markets for these children. One is pornographic rings and sexual activity and sexual trafficking. And we're talking about little bitty kids. I mean, we have 2-year-olds and 4-year-olds in our rescue centers that we pulled out of pornography rings. Jesus. Okay. We're talking about 2-year-old children. And so, and then of course, ahead of that, but then they also get sold for their organs and literally have their organs sold, stolen from their bodies. And exactly, of course. And then the next one is through some kind of an adoption racket, but there are very, very few of those children fall into an adoption racket where it would cost $40,000 or $50,000 to actually adopt one of these kids. We know that those rackets exist all over the United States, as you are very familiar with, I should say all over the world. But they're all going to either have their organs stolen from them, or they are going to be sexually abused, or they're going to become the house servant, which means they will also be sexually abused, and they just disappear.
And that's happening. And listen to us, folks watching. This is not about being anti-migrant. What you are doing is you are offering these children up on an altar of hell, satanic altar. And the administration is turning his back and saying, we've got everything under control and everything's fine and everything's wonderful. And everything that America is not, that the antithesis of what America is taking place at that border. And so I ask you to pray. You have a ministry called Answer International, and answerinternational.org. And if you are watching today and you'd be interested in partnering with this incredible ministry, I know what we do, and I've learned one thing: to share what other folk are doing is the heart of God. And if you are out there just now, and if you'd like to help with these kids on the border of America, don't curse the darkness. Don't you jump up and down outside an abortion clinic if you're prepared to take the little girl in and allow her to have a baby and support her. And don't throw stones. My job is not to throw stones. My job is to lift people up who've been broken by evil in the systems and the gaps in the systems. And so our ministry, our calling is to prevent this. What we do, Troy, is we go to the orphanage and we tell the kids what's happening. And we say, look, we'll come to our home. You don't have to go on the streets. So we are preventing this from happening. And so we're so grateful for that. But you are literally at the grind where this thing takes place. And let me suggest this to you again and pray for answerinternational.org. And if you're watching the news and you're watching these things, let me tell you, Fox News, and I watch Fox News. Fox News isn't the answer. CNN is not the answer. It's the Church of Jesus is the answer. Ministers like this, that's the answer, that goes down there, have homes to haul these babies out of these vile men and vile people's hands and into the light of the gospel. So please do so in the name of Jesus. And I know you'll make the heart of God very, very happy. You've written a new book. It is brilliant. Breakthrough Declarations. And I haven't had a chance to read it. I was glancing through it last night and this morning. but I know the book. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. There are you can look at a book and know the spirit and the anointing of the book. And I believe this is one of the most important subjects that we could ever talk about in the church today, because we have spoken ourselves out of the blessing of God, out of being the joint heirs with Jesus. And it's time to get this back on focus. Tell us, Troy, how did you write this book? What was the scenario that made this come into your spirit?
Well, my friend, a couple of different things. One is that after I wrote the book, Redeeming Your Timeline, I wanted to actually help people to line up their mouth with the principles that was laid down in that, because nothing in the kingdom happens without declaration. Nothing.
True.
And again, I want to say that again. Nothing in the kingdom happens without declaration, right? Wow. So it doesn't. Nothing in the kingdom happens without declaration. And whenever we describe the word of God as a two-edged sword, you know, sharper than any two-edged sword, another way to translate that is two-mouthed sword, okay? Mm. In fact, some people would argue a better translation would not be double-edged sword, but double-mouthed or double-tongued sword. Which means when you line up your mouth with God's mouth, it becomes a weapon.
Ooh.
And the word of God is sharp and quick, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. But we have to line our mouths up with that. And it's a very intentional posture. It's a very intimate posture. You know, if I kiss my wife, you know, who I've been married to for 33 years, that's very intentional. It's an intentional act of love and intimacy. Lining up our mouths with God's mouth is very intentional. It's very intimate. It's also very powerful. And it, in fact, is a weapon.
It's exclusive, isn't it? I mean, intimacy and you give your kissing your wife or me kissing my wife, there's an exclusivity about that act.
Of course.
That defines a relationship. And when you put yourself in line with the tongue of God and your tongue, like double-edged sword tongue, then your words become hyper powerful in the kingdom of God. And one of the things that I think we've got to deal with right at the top of this time we've got to share with each other is that we are living, as I alluded to, the television garbage that's being, the lies that is being told every day in the news is just unbelievable. And we've got to speak words that dismantle this tsunami of lies that is drowning the church, that's drowning the family, that's drowning relationships, that's drowning sexuality, that's drowning everything there is. They are lying to us, telling you that good is bad, bad is good, black is white, white is black. It's a lie, and we've got to start dismantling these lies.
Yeah, brother, we got to get our head out of the lap of media Delilah.
Oh, my Lord.
And this has been a tremendous
thing. Say that again.
God, get your head out of the lap of media Delilah. Because here's what happens. Your strength is taken.
Yeah.
Your purpose is taken. Vision and then you end up becoming a blind entertainer, just like Samson did. He's no longer the warrior of God. He just became a blind entertainer. God. And I think that so much of the body of Jesus has been blinded simply because we have to have our head in the lap of media Delilah. And I want to tell you, I want nothing to do with it. I'm not Amish, you know, and I love my Amish friends. I'm not like that. I have electronics. I have TVs. I have all those kinds of things. But I have to filter what comes into my mind and into my spirit. And I do not believe the media. I do not believe them. Whatsoever. I don't trust them. No. I do not believe them. They are liars. They call good evil and evil good. They say that they are not trying to sexualize our children while they are sexualizing our
Absolutely.
Children.
Yes.
And
sir.
I just don't want anything to do with them anymore. And so I'm saying, come out from among her. Get your head out of the lap of media Delilah.
And ask Delilah every time when she asked Samson, what's your secret? And he told her the secret. And she did it. She was so bold, as the media is. They're being caught in lies and caught out in lies and caught out in lies over and over and over again. Russia, 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 Russia. And it was all lies and all this stuff. And yet they are so brazen in their lies that they come right back and tell you the next lie, and often they're doing what they're claiming other people are doing. And man, don't, Troy, that is one of the keenest things I've heard. Stop listening to the lies of the devil and get your head out of the media Delilah's lap. Profound.
Right. Well, thank you. Wow. You know what? Jesus warns of these last days. His primary warning for us was do not be deceived. And I want to just tell you, it's hard work not to be deceived now. I mean, you can't just go on to autopilot now and walk in truth. You have to intentionally walk in the truth. And you have to walk in the light. And you have to love the truth. And you have to love the light. You have to do that. Yes. And so I would just say to all of our friends that are watching, do not be deceived. Do not. Guard your heart. Be on watch. Be watchful. Be ye watchful, the Word of God says. And I'm always saying, not on my watch, not as long as I have responsibility within this scenario, I'm not going to allow this to happen. Whatever those things are, be watchful.
I made a decision a few years ago after being the victim of people's tongue. I made a decision that if ever comes to me and gossips about someone, I will treat it as gossip from the beginning. And I have a line, just say, I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe a word of it. Because unless you contradict and you stand against it and build that barrier against lies, man, they'll have you running sideways, upside down. We were talking about Ukraine, and the news was full of Ukraine and all the horrors of Putin. And then Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp became more popular and more relevant and more real. And this country completely threw away a nation because these two poor souls were in a courtroom speaking trash about each other. And our society has become so blinded that becomes more relevant than people dying and fighting for their lives.
It's blind entertainment. It's being blind because of entertainment. And that's exactly what happened to Samson. His eyes were taken out and he was put up for the entertainment of the mob. And that is the consequence of having your head in the lap of Delilah, which is the enemy. It's when you find peace in the enemy's camp or in the enemy's lap. And again, who has bewitched you, O foolish Galatians, right? And everybody was glued to the Johnny Depp thing going, maybe he'll do something cool. I wonder what cool thing he might possibly do or say. And it was mind-boggling to me. Again, is there not a cause? You know, I can hear the voice of King David. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? The rallying cry of the people of God who are working the borders, who are working Ukraine, who are working with children and orphans throughout the world, and go, is there not a cause? I know this, brother. If the body of Jesus does not step up right now, nobody else is coming.
Preach.
Nobody else is coming.
No one
either we step up, Lord, or nobody does. And I say, let's step up.
David, when his brother Eliab got mad at them, he says, who have you left those few sheep with? He immediately diminished David. Who have you left those few sheep? If David hadn't taken care of the sheep, he would never have got to Goliath. If he hadn't taken care of the chariot, because his brother then said, and who have you left the chariot with? Well, the keeper of the chariot. While his brother was nitpicking, and this is the church today, we have become nitpickers, and there's Goliath standing out threatening our future. And as you say, if we don't stand up and be counted in our generation, we'll be counted as the people that didn't stand up, and history will not be kind to us at all. Is it so far gone? Or is there an answer, Troy, that we can begin to address these things and these lies by the power of declaration?
Well, there is, and I want to just tell you the fact that anybody is willing to stand up and speak the truth in a day where the Bible says concerning the tribulation that truth will be cast down in the streets. Truth will not even be allowed under the one world system of the Antichrist. Yeah. And what does God do right in the middle of it? He puts the two witnesses there that just throw a wrench into absolutely everything by simply telling the truth over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I think that a little bit of light today is so bright, and a little bit of fearlessness appears to be so brave in the midst of the onslaught of such epic drama. You know, that's the big tool of the enemy is epic drama. I want to tell you that is a powerful weapon, epic drama. Okay. But I want to tell you, truth knocks it out of the water. Truth absolutely comes against epic drama and makes the big thing of the whole drama queen thing to actually become so diminished and go, you know, actually, I see what that is. And people who can speak and declare truth in this day, people who can stand up and say, I have the gift of real in a day where people do not even respect anything that's real. I've got the gift of real. Truth and realness and something that's authentic and genuine, people who will get up and boldly declare those things under the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, they will shatter right through whatever parade any prideful group of people are throwing at us.
That is, he's become quite a celebrity these days, Jordan Peterson. He's a Canadian guy, an atheist, who has challenged the church on their belief of Jesus. And I mean, I've watched him weeping about, if this is true, if what you're telling me about Christ coming and dying on a cross, if this is true, how come you're acting the way you're acting? How come, if this is real, and I mean, this man was weeping, an atheist was weeping about the cross. He says, it's so big, my mind can't comprehend it. And he's become a worldwide sensation. And the only thing that he does, he speaks the truth. And everything else is immediately lies down at the face of truth. And we need to get back to this in our Christian walks, in our church life, in our business life, in our family life, because that is the bedrock of who we are and what we'll become.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. It's very attractive now when people speak truth.
Yeah.
It's extremely attractive. And it's like, whoa, what is that? Oh, it's something real. It's something authentic. It's somebody actually getting to the point of the elephant in the room that everybody Absolutely. Is dismissing because of some woke agenda, you know? And Absolutely. When people are, it is extremely attractive. And I would just really encourage everybody in the body of Jesus today. Hey, listen, don't dial back your truth. And I'm not talking about, you know, being ugly or anything like that. The Bible says, let not truth and mercy forsake you. That's what the Word of God says. That with truth needs to come mercy, but not at the expense of truth. We have to have truth and we have to show what's real. We have to.
You've written this book, 40 Breakthrough Declarations. And if you're watching today, you need this book in your life. Now, listen to me. It is... I've got a pontoon boat that I like up at the lake. And when we approach the dock, I always make sure that there are buffer points around the boat, those buoys that you can put over the edge. When you declare truth in your life, it becomes the buffers of the world against you. It repels the things and the lies that the devil would put upon you and against you. And this book, I want you to get this book today, and how you can get it is this. It's called 40 Breakthrough Declarations, and if you go to www.troybrewer.com, troybrewer.com, you can order this book today. And when I got it last night, the first thing I said was, wow, this is a book that has been put together with thought. I love when someone produces... You can tell cheap books anywhere. There's guys that can make a book for 30 cents. And then there's a book that has worth in it. And it's also exemplified by how you hold it and how it feels. And I was talking to my son before we came on the air today with you, Troy. And it's almost like if you could get into this thing as a daily reader and go through these declarations and start talking them into your life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as you speak them, they will bring life and bring correction and bring focus into our lives that is so needed. Give us some of the things that the Lord has challenged you with in these declarations.
Well, I know, my friend, that God releases angels for the performance of His Word. Wow. He is literally looking for people to line up their mouth with His mouth. And, you know, we will say this, we will declare this, we will declare that. And He actually releases angels for the performance of the Word. And this is when it comes to timelines, and this book has a lot to do with timelines. It has to do with God Almighty can heal things in the past, the present, and within the future right now, because God is timeless and He's not subject to time in any way whatsoever. But it also has to do with the timeline and with the how God Almighty does things within certain order. And I would just tell you, when we put our mouths in order, and whenever we declare the Word of God and we say, no, I declare that God was with me and He did not abandon me, suddenly we can see for the rest of our life how that God was with us. And that changes everything. Whenever we declare today, no, you know what? I will know the truth, and the truth will make me free, and I will be a purveyor of truth and hope, and I'm going to get really good at delivering truth and hope because this world needs that so badly. Absolutely. I want to tell you that God Almighty gives us simple solutions to complicated issues. And it's one of the things that I love the most about declaring the Word of God within certain areas and lining up my heart and trusting in the goodness of God towards those things, how that the Lord will suddenly deliver to me very simple solutions to very complicated issues.
He'll make crooked paths straight.
That's right.
That's exactly what this is about. And you're right. I'm Scottish by background, so my DNA is Scottish. And we're about the most negative people you've ever met in your life. Oh, my. In fact, you know, you'll ask for something. I'm sorry, can you pass me that? You start out asking for something, you know. I'm sorry, could you pass me the salt and pepper shakers, please? So you're always asking for forgiveness, or you're taking the blame. It's my fault. And that becomes cultural in your life. And if anyone stands up and has a vision of purpose, they're almost looked upon negatively because, well, who do you think you are? And that's one of the great lines the devil uses in your life. Who do you think you are? And he tries to diminish us. And when you can speak back to him and say, I'm a child of the King. God is my Father. And when you have the authority to speak back to the devil when he comes at you, Jesus didn't fight the devil with you know, psychobabble. He said, it is written. He went straight back to the foundations of his life. And I mean this, Troy, this book needs to be got. If you love your pastor, get him this book. If you love your pastor's wife, get one for her also. And you can transform your life. By all means, get it for yourself, but you can transform your life or someone else's. Do you know in your life a negative Nelly that every time you speak to them, there's no future, and it's defeat and despair and destruction? They need this book. Let me put your address up one more time so you could get this thing. It's available. There you go. TroyBrewer.com. And there's more resources. You mentioned that you'd written another book before this one, Troy. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The book that I was referring to is a book called Redeeming Your Timeline, and it's about bringing redemption into your timeline. And then these 40 breakthrough declarations actually come from that, or at least are in concert with that. But you don't have to know the first book to know the second book. You don't have to do that. You're welcome just to get this and learn the declarations, and that works out just fine. I would like to throw this out there and tell you this. Recently, a good friend of mine who's on my media team had a vision. She had a dream of the Lord. And in the dream, there were these demonic figures that were after her children. And they said something, and she went to declare the word of God, and she couldn't remember it. So she opened up the Bible, and they had blocked out, they had literally like taken a marker, and they had blocked out all of the scriptures. And she closed the book, and she heard the Lord say, "There is no replacement for knowing and declaring the word of God. There's no replacement for it."
No.
And whenever she woke up, she just began to quote the word of God and begin to declare and say, I have to step up my game when it comes to declaring the word of God. I have to step up my game because the enemy will try and, you know, block out whatever sources we go to.
Sure.
There is no replacement for knowing the word of God and declaring the word of God.
If Jesus uses the word when the devil comes to him, if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us.
That's good.
I speak over everybody watching us today in the name of Jesus, power and authority, that when the arrows of the devil come at you, you have the shield of truth that protects your heart and your mind and your spirit and your family. And I plead the blood of Jesus over you today watching this program, that as you've heard Troy speaking, something sparked inside you, that you'll not shun back and you'll not shy away from speaking the truth in love, but it's the truth whatever, in your family circumstance, in your business circumstance, in your church circumstance. Let God use your tongue and your heart to be the truth, the double-sided sword. One side is the Lord and one side is you. It's an unbeatable foe.